such a silly, which makes me wonder if the Russians didn't plant all of this, which they could have. And also, Aaron, you know, you don't recruit in Russia. It's too dangerous because the KGB is always sending people into the CIA, fake volunteers, we call them dangles, simply to compromise us.
Right.
So, what I'm worried about is this is just indicative of bad relations with Moscow. I mean, why are they doing this? Why are they making it so public? Why are they going out of their way to embarrass the CIA? I just don't understand.
Right, and let me just ask you about this because the man, the more junior CIA alleged operative, Ryan Fogel, earlier this week, you know, the picture of him we have is him, you know, on the ground when the Russians were taking him into custody with a blonde wig. I mean, it looked more like, I don't know, a guy going to some sort of a bizarre cross-dressing party. It just did not look like the kind of thing that someone who was really trying to masquerade as somebody else would do. Certainly not the stuff we all expect out of the CIA.
No, it was an awful wig, and you know, you don't use wigs in Moscow. The person you're meeting or you're doing a brush pass with, you know who he is, he knows who you are. You don't need a wig. Why was he wearing it in the street? Again, that makes me go back, did the Russians put it on his head after he arrested? I mean, this was all very dramatic, the arrest, the flash bulbs and everything else. They were clearly intending to set him up, which they did successfully.